MyBridge Radio, that's Vota with God of the Universe. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me on your Wednesday. Merrily Bradley is our guest in the morning conversation today. We always look forward to having Merrily along with us as we get to talk about all sorts of things busy moms face. Merrily, thanks for being with us again this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, whenever we have you on, we just ask you, what would you like to talk about?
No pressure.
You know, we understand that you're in a different phase of life than Gordon and I. Gordon and I are old. You're still in the thick of things, and like many in the MyBridge Radio family. So we just want to know, kind of, what are you thinking about? And this month, you said school. You want to talk about school. So why did you want to talk about school, Merrily?
Oh, man, we love school around here. I've been counting down the days. Summer is ending, and we're getting ready to get back into the routine of it. But I know that school and choosing a school can be a really big deal for a lot of Christian families as you try to figure out God's priorities in the face of really big decisions.
You're absolutely right. Besides the family, and sometimes beyond the family, school is one of the most, if not the most, impacting thing that's going to be shaping your kids.
Yes, and that makes it feel like this really weighty decision every year as you're deciding what are we going to do for school and our kids.
Yeah, so glad that you're on because, you know, you're the expert of all these kind of things. So what school choice should we make? I mean, there's different, you know, school options. We're talking about home schools. We're talking about private schools. We're talking about public schools. So which one has been given to us from on high?
Right. There's only one appropriate choice everyone has to make.
Exactly. What is it? Let us know. Come on.
I wish I knew. No. We came from an environment before when Brian and I were doing group homework where we homeschooled the kids, and we loved that experience, and it was really beneficial for these kids. So that was the background we came from in making school decisions for our own kids. So it felt really heavy trying to figure out what to do for them, and we definitely had ideas about what was right and wrong, but then all of a sudden our kids came along, and they had their own unique needs, and that changed and shaped how we thought about what school was going to do for them.
So what choice did you end up making, merely for your own kids?
We prayed about it, we wrestled with it, and then we ended up choosing to have our kids go to our local neighborhood public school. And we had a tremendous, so far, experience with that, including when we found out our son's kindergarten teacher was a believer. And I had told this to Josh, and on the Meet the Teacher night, he says to her, "I hear that you love Jesus in your heart." And she said, "You know what? I could tell that you did too. And that's why I wanted you in my class." And I just stood there and cried, you know, at God's beautiful provision. And that's not going to be the story for every year, for every kid, but that God was bigger than my fears about what was going to happen in the scary public school system and had provided a wonderful Christian teacher for my child who adored him. It was such a positive experience.
MyBridge Radio, it's Sanctus Real with their latest called Lay It Down. Thanks for joining Stan and me today. It is that time of the year when parents and kids have back to school on the top of their minds. Merrily Bradley, a mother of five, is joining us today to talk about the school year starting up once again.
Well, Merrily, one of the reasons I was excited about talking with you today about school and school choices is because you have made more than one choice. Early on, you did some homeschooling, and now with your own biological kids and adoptive kids, you're making a public school choice. If you get in that private school, then we'll kind of get you really well-rounded, but, but we'll call it good for right now. But so as you look at your own kids and you think about it just more conceptually, what are some things that you think a parent should consider about their kids when they're making this choice?
I mean, there's a big twofold area to look at. There's the needs of your kids, and then there's also your abilities as a parent. And I think for us, we knew we could homeschool. We'd done it before. But really, for us getting pregnant with Joel, when we would then have four kids at home and the oldest would just be kindergarten age, I realized that I was going to be limited in what I could do. And not every parent is going to feel that. I mean, I have friends who have tons and tons of kids, and they feel perfectly competent to homeschool. But I knew I was going to have a really hard time giving what I needed to my child's education. And that was a major factor. And then I also had a child that is really socially motivated and is also very athletically gifted. And I knew those things would be difficult for me to provide in the right context for him in a homeschool environment. So we looked at kind of what his needs were, what my gifts were, and thought, you know what, if we can make this work in the public school and it ends up being a positive place for him, let's do it. But it is something that we evaluate year by year and in some ways even day by day as we see what his influences are and how he's responding to it.
Our conversation with Marilee will be continuing in just about 20 minutes. Unspoken this morning on MyBridge Radio with Start of Fire. Our guest today on the morning conversation is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
Marilee, as we're talking today about school choices for families, you know, one thing that ultimately parents can't delegate is responsibility. So at the end of the day, whichever school choice a parent makes, they still are responsible. They are responsible ultimately for their kids' education and development. So as you think about the different school choices, what does that look like as far as parents taking responsibility for their kids?
I feel like in some ways we are all homeschoolers. We all have an educational role with our children, especially in their spiritual development. And I think when you know that your kids are going to run into people with different beliefs, with different ideas at their school, then that becomes even more important to be having that educational role at home. So for us, that looks like making sure we're having Bible reading time with our kids. It also means we prioritize them being involved in church activities like Awana, where they're doing a lot of scripture memory and they're making friends with other kids who have similar belief systems. And then that we're asking them a lot of questions about what they're learning at school. We're actively engaged with their teachers and with the curriculum, and that they know that we want to know what's going on there and we're talking about those things.
What about school involvement? Should a parent expect themselves to be involved pretty actively with the school? Of course, with homeschool, they're going to be very actively involved. But with the other two choices, should a parent pretty much say, you know what, for me to be a responsible parent, I should be very engaged with the school?
You know, ideally, yes. If perchance a person had like five young children, then that may be kind of tough to do.
Right.
So we would go to parent-teacher conferences. We had good email contact back and forth with teachers as there were needs, or if we heard things from our kids that we were concerned about, we definitely had open communication. And then even we had some ability to help out the teacher by saying, you know, I can't come into the classroom, but is there something you can send home with me? Can I rip out workbook pages? Can I put stickers on things? That we could be involved in saying, you know, we want to help. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think ideally you want to be there, you want to be involved, but I think that communication is the really big piece, which you can do from home these days.
Marilee, I really, really like that idea of establishing that open communication with your kids' teachers through email. I mean, it's one of those things that you're like, duh. But yeah, since this whole email thing, teachers very much open up the channel of communication through email. So no matter how busy you are, that's one way that you can get connected to your kids' teacher. So it seems like an easy step for many parents to take this year as far as being involved in their kids' education.
Those are the Newsboys on MyBridge Radio, We Believe. Thanks for joining Stan and me on this Wednesday. Today we are visiting with Marilee Bradley. Marilee has five young children at home, and she and her husband have had to make the decision on how they will school their children with the various options of homeschool, private school, and public school available. Well, with the school year starting now once again, the important decision is on the top of the minds for her, and she's joining us to talk about that this morning.
Marilee, you were talking a few moments ago about how all of us as parents are quote-unquote homeschool parents because we should be investing wherever our kid might be attending, sitting down in a chair doing their schoolwork or whatever. We still are responsible and need to be engaged in developing our kids. You've chosen at this point to put your kids in the public school, but yet there's some things about education that you want to make sure are embedded in your kids' hearts. What are some of the things that as you've processed your family, you said, I want to make sure that my kids have this.
This is the first thing that came to mind for us is that we want, when we are talking about purity and our kids' bodies, we want all of that to come from us, that we want to be the first people to talk to our kids about those things. So in our family, that starts really young when they're toddlers, being honest with them about their bodies and using appropriate names, all that kind of stuff, because we don't want that to pop up at school for the first time and for our kids to feel like, wait, mom never told me that. She must be ashamed of it, or I can't talk to her about that. that because maybe she doesn't know. You know, we don't want any of that kind of a response. So those have been things we've kind of preemptively talked through with our kids. And I think that is part of an overall conversation about values that we want to have with our kids, understanding that they're going to see a different value system presented by other kids at their school or potentially by their teachers. And we want to talk to them about why we do what God says, what does God say, and then also to explain to them that not everybody has the same beliefs and that that doesn't mean we don't love them or we don't respect our teachers, but it means we may live differently.
Our conversation with Marilee about back to school will be continuing in just about 20 minutes. So please stay tuned. MyBridge Radio, it's Josh Wilson, Fall Apart. Thanks for joining Stan and me today.
Marilee, as we're talking about school choices this morning, we were just talking about what we want to make sure that our kids get. And you made a statement at the end there about the different belief systems that our children are going to encounter in school. And you referenced teachers. One of my questions is, how do we help our kids process being submitted to the authority and respecting the authority of their teachers and learning from their teachers, but yet not always, that there might be some things that come up that they need to like not buy into. So that feels like a challenging message for a young child.
I think all of us have people in our lives, whether that's even grandparents or aunts and uncles or whoever that are involved with our kids, that we want to be explaining that to them. We love this person, but we don't agree with the choices they're making. And I think sometimes we need to tell our kids that about their teachers too. We love your teacher. We respect your teacher. We are going to obey your teacher in the classroom, even if we don't agree with some of the decisions she makes. And I think that's a good opportunity for us to talk to our kids too about praying for their teachers. That ultimately what we would want to see is the salvation of the people they come in contact with.
Marilee, obviously as we're talking about school this morning, education's important, right? I mean, we all know that. We all think that to some degree.
Right.
But not every child is going to be oriented educationally, academically, I should say for sure, as another kid. But yet there can be this pressure to achieve and perform that our society puts out there. So how do we help our kids kind of process and think about the importance of education without how they perform in education defining their sense of self-worth?
I remember sitting in a parent-teacher conference and hearing, well, your child is about, you know, at mid-range average, and I was so excited. Yay, average. This is fantastic. I know how hard this child is working. I know that the work ethic is there, that the respect for their teacher is there. So I have to let go of some of these ideas of what achievement looks like. And, you know, in this same parent-teacher conference, I was hearing about how my child was sitting next to the little boy who had Down syndrome every day at lunch and was his lunch helper. And it was such a good opportunity for me to talk to him about, you know, it's great that you're working hard in school, but I am more impressed by the character I'm seeing and how you're treating the other kids and what I'm hearing from your teacher about the fact that you're respectful and the fact that, you know, you're a friend and you're compassionate. Those things matter more than what your grades are. And I think that's a message sometimes we forget to give to our kids.
Great point, Marilee, and a great challenge for the MyBridge Radio family this year to not forget to give that message to our kids.
God is. That's Holly Starr this morning on MyBridge Radio. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me today. Marilee Bradley is joining us again on the Morning Conversation.
Marilee, talk a little bit more about the opportunities to impact through your children being involved with school.
It's been a beautiful thing to us to see our kids make friends. And in truth, as a stay-at-home mom, sometimes it's hard for me to have friendships outside of, you know, church. Church is a great place and I have great relationships there, but it can keep me kind of sheltered from the outside world in some ways. But here go my kids out into this little mission field, and they're creating relationships and bonds, and they're really bold about their faith, and they're bringing new people into our life and into our home and family, and you know, that's an opportunity for us to be missional, for us to be relational with people that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to meet.
So I'm picturing the mom that is taking their child to school outside of the home for the first time. How would you counsel that mom to prepare their child for school?
Oh, I think it's good good for a mom to remember that God is in that classroom, that God is not waiting outside the doors, that God doesn't just live inside your home, and then when you send them out, they are without God, but that God goes with your child, and that that's what we need to be encouraging our kids, even to say, you know, mom's not there to see the choices you're making, but God is still there. God is still with you, and he rewards the good choices that you make, especially when mom's not around to say, don't do that. So I think just giving your kids those reminders that they're not alone in any way when they go to school, I think that's hugely important. And I want to say, too, that I struggled a lot with guilt for that first little bit of feeling like, am I abandoning my child here? Or am I saying to them, I don't care about you or your education because here I am sending you to the public school? And I think, especially if you have a homeschool background in any way, that can feel really intensely personal. And I think that's something you have to let go of at some point, that God has different callings on each family, and it's possible for us to be supportive of people who have made different school choices while still feeling confident that this is what God is asking of our family for this season.
MyBridge Radio, that is the City Harmonic. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining Stan and me on this 13th day of August. Our guest on the Morning Conversation today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
So, Marilee, we've had a great conversation today about school choices and preparing ourselves and our kids for the school year ahead. So before we end our time together, anything else that you'd like to say to parents listening this morning?
When we were making our school choice decision and I was struggling with a lot of guilt, there were people I wanted to talk to specifically as we were thinking about what to do. And Stan, you were one of those people because I knew your kids had been homeschooled and private schooled and public schooled. And I so appreciated right. your wisdom to me that in working with a lot of youth over the years and in seeing how your own kids did, that parental involvement in their life and kids that knew that their parents were valuing their input and that loved them, that made the biggest difference more so than any particular school choice. And that freed me from a lot of guilt feelings about what choice we made, in understanding that my kids know that I love them and that they value my input and that those things are going to continue even if we're not specifically schooling them at home or sending them to a specifically Christian school.
Yeah, that came out of, I had the privilege of working with youth hands-on for a number of years in ministry and observing families up close, and I looked high and low for the common denominators, and I only found one common denominator. Mm-hmm. I didn't find plural, I found singular. And the only common denominator to how a child did, big picture, and I'm talking about lots of kids,
right.
not isolated cases, was the parents. The parents'
yeah.
involvement, investment made all the difference in the world and made whatever the school choice was work.
I think that's so affirming to us. Whatever choice we end up feeling God is calling our family to make, that we as the parents still have that importance in our kids' lives, and we need to value that. We are not delegating that parent role to the school system.
That is Sanctus Real on MyBridge Radio with Forgiven. Thanks for joining Stan and me on your Wednesday. Today we're visiting with Marilee Bradley. Marilee has 5 young children at home, and she and her husband have had to make the decision on how they will school their children with the various options of homeschool, private school, and public school available. With the start of the school year upon us once again, that important decision is on the top of her mind.
Marilee, as we've talked about school today, again, such an important topic for families all across the MyBridge Radio family. Would you end our time by just saying a prayer for the families across the state?
Mm-hmm. God, we know you have entrusted us with such treasures in our children, that they are such gifts, and that you've called us to love these kids and to make wise decisions over their lives and to be good stewards of the time we have with them. And we pray, God, that you would give wisdom to parents who are struggling with knowing if they're making the right school choice for their kids, or they're worried about what's happening educationally for their kids, that you would give clarity to them. And God, for parents who are struggling unnecessarily with guilt about what's going on in their child's academic life, that you would be comfort and that you would help remind all of us that our kids are individuals with their own gifts and their own talents and their own accountability to you when they reach a certain age, and that you are the one that oversees their lives and that has given them these gifts, and that they may have struggles too, God, that we would just not carry the weight of guilt about things that we can't control. And God, for the mother who is gearing up to be the primary teacher in her kids' lives, to be the homeschooling parent this year, that you would give her grace for her task, that you would give her patience, and that she would feel strong to take on the responsibility of mom and educator and maker of the lunches and teacher of the PE class, that all of the things she needs to do, she would really feel you underneath all of that, and that you would bless her efforts. We thank you that we know you hear us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once again, Marilee, you have blessed us, and it's been so great interacting with you, hearing what's on your heart. Thanks for sharing with us again today.
Thanks so much, guys.